Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of the Israelites and Friends. This is Carrie. You can follow me on Twitter at Diva Abdul and follow us at our blog, divaabdul.com, where you can find all the latest information on Days of Our Lives, including this. Anne and I will have to talk about this. For some reason or other, Days is casting four lookalike actors. And just, we're talking about it on Twitter. We can't figure out why they're doing this. It's for characters of Nick, Kristen, Daniel, and Teresa. So we'll discuss that later because that just seems so bizarre to me.
I hadn't heard about that.
Yeah, I mean, what could possibly freaking be? It doesn't make any sense. So right there on the blog, you can be a follower, which is easy. If you already have a Gmail account, it's very easy to do. And there's a Google Plus page. And you can also subscribe, get an newsletter on the blog. Just type in your email address and boom, that's all you got to do. Facebook, Diva Days, and the fan page is Diva Days for Lives. And also here on Blog Talk Radio, you can follow us and you can subscribe to our iTunes page. So there's 10 million ways you can follow us. And tonight we have Anna here.
Hello.
And where can they find you on Twitter, Anna?
Oh, they can find me at @CozzyHooch. K-O-Z-Z-I-E-H-O-O-C-H.
Mm-hmm. And Marianne will be joining us about a half an hour. She has to work, and you can find her at @mama_hooch.
Uh-huh.
So if you like naughty tweets, Marianne's a good person to follow.
Oh, that's good.
She's so funny. There's something about Marianne. She gets all the actors to flirt back with her on Twitter. She's got the magic. She is not the magic touch.
She's the mama.
She's the mama hooch. Yeah, so follow Marianne and take notes. And there's only one Marianne.
Tweet and learn,
yes.
Right?
Tweet and learn. There's only one Marianne, though. She's an original.
She
and follow our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And Bob's, I think both of them are on Twitter right now. So you can go say hello to them. And I'm going to give out a shout-out to our friend Kenneth, my brother from a different mother. Yeah, he's sick.
Oh, what's Kenneth doing? Oh, no.
Yeah, he's sick. He said he wasn't calling in tonight.
Aww.
So he's probably still, heart sick over Vargas being gone for the past
couple
weeks. I
know. I am, too.
Yeah. Aww. Sean Douglas tweeted this week he hasn't heard anything from Days. So.
Yeah, Days is, they're such losers for not keeping him or finding a way. I would love for them to bring him back. They just have to. He's so good. I mean, he is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Actors and characters like that do not come along very often. You know, yes. And instead what they do is they shove characters we can't stand down our throats. I mean, it's like, everybody really likes Vargas. What the heck? I mean, why not keep him on, find a way to use him? He has so many different potential storylines and relationships that you could have. And it's like, but instead we have to watch Teresa and JJ, and I'm just like, really? I don't know. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, and the Days of Our Lives official Twitter handle keeps tweeting every day, Free Sammy, hashtag Free Sammy, and a lot of us are hashtagging back Free Vargas. Because because Vargas is the only character that's not getting a trial. Sammy's getting a trial. JJ definitely isn't going to weasel out of this one. He got busted on Thursday. There's no way he's going to avoid a trial of some sort. But he's a juvie, though, so that's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. But poor Vargas, they just sent him out to prison. He didn't, doesn't even get a bail hearing. It's a bunch of crap, let me tell you.
Yeah, it's a stressful thing. really annoyed with Days right now over the whole thing.
It's, I mean, I've, as a pre-law major, I always liked trials. And I love court dramas. And the Sammy E.J. Justin thing is just, it's just horrible. I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. E.J.'s dumber than a box of rocks. Justin, I don't know what
he's
doing
exactly.
Yeah, what's
up with that? He used to be smart. What happened to him?
I don't know. And then Sammy was ready to throw E.J. under the bus last week. So that was, I think I was liking that was kind of true to character so far. But it just, it, the whole thing's a snooze. And the prosecutor is just a total bitch. And she's, there's just nothing really to like about her. And I don't, I really don't particularly care for the acting. I think she's a little too,
over the top.
She's too one note. Yeah, over the top, one note.
Absolutely one note.
Yeah. I mean, you can have a little bit of a softer side instead of just being hardcore bitch 24/7, but so I'm kind of just not looking.
They're writing JJ and Teresa, too. It's like, really? I mean, it's like there's no saving grace. There's no redemptive qualities, you know? It's just...
Yeah, but, you know, everybody is, there's, you know, there's not a person in the world that's completely pure evil 100%.
Right.
I mean, there's someone, they could be evil.
Heck,
be...
look at Stefano's made a career, you know, Joe M's made a career out of making Stefano both feared and loved at the same time. And I realize he's a master of that. But, I mean, the way they're writing these newbies that are coming in, it's like, and it's not like, you know, it's not like Jen Lilly is not an experienced actress or anything. But it's like, really, they're not writing them to have any kind of redemptive qualities. I mean, who, what's rootable about, you know, either one of them. I don't know. I just, ugh.
Yes. And I think Teresa, I think she's funny. She's kind of snarky, but she didn't care she got Vargas busted and she took his money. She doesn't care that JJ got busted. My kids are so sorry for him.
All she cares about is her.
Yeah, all she cares about is her. And I don't know. People, I mean, you can't have that many sociopaths in town. I mean, there's going to be some, I mean, you know, can Teresa like dogs or something? I mean, you know, or playing with
abortion or something. They've obviously got some mystery that they're building up to. So some sort of whodunit or something's going to be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the SoapNet's been running these advertisements showing everyone has an evil side in Salem, and it looks like a rather, you know, big story coming up. So... maybe that's why they're looking for the four lookalikes you mentioned.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Well, I'm assuming the whole murder mystery, all that stuff, I'm assuming it's all going to have to do with Krista. Because we all know she's Eileen off the show in November. And that's obviously November sweet. But I don't understand what Teresa would have to do with that. And the Nick lookalike too. That doesn't make sense. Dan, I could sort of see a little bit because he's, you know, involved with Jennifer, but I don't get why do you need a Teresa and a Nick lookalike? I don't know. I cannot think, and there might be a good reason. I just, you know, and it didn't say like it was for stunts or anything, so I don't know. It just doesn't smell right. I can't.
You said, there's a casting call out there right now for lookalikes for who? Gabby, Nick?
No, it's Kristen, Nick. Kristen, Nick, Teresa, Dan. And the Kristen and Nick one, I thought was supposed to air, in November. And they're casting now for Teresa and Dan, and that'd be January.
Weird.
Huh.
Where did you see that?
Jason 47 posted it. And he gets a lot of these casting calls. And he also gets a lot of the scripts too. Like what set they're using, what characters are going to be on. I mean, he's already posting spoilers of what's happening on Christmas. So I don't know how he gets stuff. But he gets it, and, you know, I don't, as far as I know, he's never been wrong about anything. So and he broke the news that he knew for a while Charles Shaughnessy did film in July. And he kind of hinted, and then he broke the news. And then Silver River Digest broke the news after him, and they didn't credit him. So, which is rude, but Silver River Digest does it all the time. They don't credit fans. So, and they credited him, I think, one time, but it wasn't for breaking news. It was for something he had up on the site. So anyway, check out Jason47, his website. It's pretty cool. He has a lot of statistics and facts on there, and pretty interesting things. But yeah, he's the one who's breaking the news on the lookalikes. Yep. So I just don't get it. Oh, yeah. So I'm glad to hear about Charles Shaughnessy. And Charles confirmed it on Twitter. So, and he posted a cute picture of him and Patsy. Oh my gosh. It's just the cutest thing. So I just adore them. So do you want to start with our Miss Kate update? What's Kate been up to?
Well, Kate basically, Kate basically has been, of course, by Rafe's bedside again, and she's been annoyed that he's not progressing faster. She's been stalking Kayla, chasing her down, trying to get her to, you know, do something about this new PT, which, of course, Kate hired. So basically Kate's just frustrated and annoyed that, you know, and frustrated for Rafe that he's not progressing faster and stuff. And I think she's also a little worried about Jordan being a female, which that part annoys me because Kate has nothing to worry about in that department, and I hate it when they do stuff like that. Anyway, Kate, they had some sweet scenes with Rafe and Kate on, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? I can't remember if it was Tuesday or Wednesday. No, it was Wednesday. You know, some sweet scenes, but then, and she's all, oh, and Stefano paid a visit to Rafe and was a complete ass. And really basically being very mean to him, making him sound like, you know, he was never going to be a man again and all that. And Rafe had some good comebacks for him, you know, that he's the one that's not a real man. He can't handle that his ex-wife is with him, you know, or was with him. And so, they have their back and forth, but basically Stefano is really trying to beat him into the ground with words. But anyway, so then Kate found out that Stefano had been by, and she was furious and, again, tracked down Kayla to say they needed security and this and that and the other. And then Kate tried to get information out of Jordan about Rafe's progress, and Jordan was being a bitch about not really a bitch, but basically like, well, I don't know you anything. I don't know you an explanation for anything. You know, it's personal, confidential, you know, medical information. I'm not sharing it, which, I mean, she's technically right, but it pisses me off anyway because Kate hired her. And so then, Kate and Maxine had some sweet scenes. In fact, I just tweeted about them because I just love it whenever Kate and Maxine have scenes because tonight I tweeted about how much I like their friendship. They've really developed a mutual respect for one another and a friendship, and it's nice to see that. I mean, honestly, Maxine's one of the few people that even treats Kate like she's human. And, I mean, Stefano's running around town calling her a whore. In fact, was it Wednesday's episode, he called her Kate a whore twice. And I'm like, why don't the writers ever turn around and say, well, I was a whore to your pimp, you know? Why is it that they always allow him to demean her, but they don't let her return the favor? And it just really, I tweeted to Dave on Tuesday or Wednesday because I saw that, and I was just like, wait a minute here. Two times in one episode he called her a whore. He does it almost every time he's on anymore. And I thought, this is really getting annoying. I don't know. I mean, I know he has nothing but contempt for her, and she hates him and all that. But, like, really, expand your vocabulary, Stefano. I mean, come up with something new. So I am just frustrated with the writer's lack of creativity, apparently. So anyway, 3 out of 4 of the episodes were written this week by one of my perhaps less favorite, least favorite script writers. So, I don't know if that had anything to do with it or not, but it just really irritates me. Of course, I love Kate, so anything that hurts Kate makes me mad. But anyway, so there were some really sweet scenes with Maxine and Kate, and she's like, don't blame yourself for this. This isn't your fault. And she's just really nice about it. She goes, why don't you go in and see him? So then, Kate goes in there to see Rafe again, and I went on this on Thursday. Wednesday he was really nice to her. Thursday, and he defended her to Stefano, like when Stefano was calling her a whore and stuff. And Rafe was like, why? Because, you don't want her being with somebody who cared about her and respected her and stuff. And so on Thursday, Rafe is frustrated with being stuck in the hospital and everything, but he basically has a little talk with Kate about her perhaps overprotectiveness or whatever. So, which that didn't make Rafe fans happy. But anyway, I'm so frustrated with the show. I mean, they took one of the hottest, most unexpected, hottest pairings that had come out of nowhere. They took that pairing and they basically put it on ice with him being in a coma for 2 months. And then once he comes out of the coma, they have their sweet moments, but now they bring in this PT that nobody wants to be involved with him and nobody cares about. They bring her in and they're trying to bump Kate off of this, out of his life. And I'm like, if it were just angst, that'd be one thing. But if they're serious about going forward with that, it just sucks because that was such a hot pairing. And then all they're focused on now is Dannifer and, It just really is annoying. So that's, basically how I'm looking at it. Kate's trying to look out for Rafe. She's trying to protect him. And, he's getting frustrated being stuck in there. And I think it's kind of realistic to take it out on the people you care about. I mean, I can understand him getting frustrated and wanting to strike out at somebody and everything. But I don't know. I find the PT extremely bland, which, whatever. I didn't have high expectations anyway. But I don't know. I am curious now because Daniel talked to her the other day, and she acted very evasive about things. So obviously she has some sort of secrets, which, don't know if I care or not, but anyway. that's about it with Kate. Don't remember a whole lot else. I think that was the main stuff. So.
Yeah, the thing is, I thought Stefano... Well, yeah, like you said, Stefano was her pimp. But at the same time, too, he appreciated her skills.
Yeah.
I saw this joke somewhere. I think it was on Twitter. It says, guys fantasize about sleeping with a virgin until they've had one. So, I thought that was a good point. But I never understood why there's guys that, you always see old perverts going after teenage girls or girls who are like 20, 21, and I'm like, why? And they come back and like, virgins are all hype. So, yeah, and the whole thing with Rafe and Jordan, they have zero chemistry. And I'm trying to be open-minded. Yeah. Trishelle Stouse seems like a pretty cool chick. I enjoy following her on Twitter.
I mean, she's a nice girl. I have nothing against her as a person. But as far as the story goes, we didn't want it. We don't need it, And it just sucks. But I don't know. I mean, it's one thing if it's like angst, but it's another that it's just, it's taken the air out of the story that was there, So it's just frustrating.
Yeah, just... they're not. Part of it's probably Galen's fault too.
Yeah.
If they really are trying to go with Jordan, right? they need to have some sort of sexual tension go on here, or, you know,
yeah.
something, or sexual
yeah.
friction. There, you know, there's nothing going on. It's just, she's just cold and clinical and barking out orders. And, you know, I mean, him going through physical therapy, this has to be one of the dullest storyline ideas. Yeah, I'm sure people are saying, yes, Ada's being realistic. And Rafe was in a coma. And, you know, when he can't use his muscles, even though his muscles still are quite there, you know, he hasn't exactly
yeah,
gotten.
It's very clear they're there. You can see him when he.
You know, he's, you know, he doesn't look like he's lost any muscle tone, if you ask me.
I know, they should have covered up his t-shirt, his arms or something, because it's very obvious that he still has muscle tone.
So, you know, I think that's so funny, but just watching him go through physical therapy for a few months and seeing him stuck in that hospital bed, and I think they're just doing it to have an excuse to have people, have the actors at the hospital set. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
You know, that's the only reason they do is Rafe is in there and Daniel and Jennifer, everybody gossiping about them. That's the only reason why we have the friggin' hospital set at this point.
Yeah.
So, you know, I still can't see why Rafe can't be allowed to go home and maybe have a nurse or something, or, you know, or at least, you know,
I think eventually
clothes.
That'll happen, but it's just, I don't know, it's just, well, right now, this enables other people to come in and visit constantly and stuff. But I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't want it to work because I'm not interested in having Jordan and Rafe be a pairing because I want Kate and Rafe to be reunited. But
mm-hmm.
at the same time, like you said, and maybe they're holding back initially or whatever. But usually when you bring somebody on, and, I mean, just like, you know, gag-worthy Chelsea and Daniel when they run into each other and she spills coffee on them. I mean, every time somebody's spilling something on, I get, you know, maybe they're not intending for these two to be a couple because Jordan hasn't spilled anything on Rafe yet. I don't know. But it's like, not that I want it to work, but there's no sign of life at all in this pairing. So if this is
mm-hmm.
what we're going to be subjected to for the next 3 or 4 months, I'm just going to have a lot of fast-forward material, a lot more fast-forward material, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to watch this physical therapy crap every single day with, you know what I mean? It's just like, who wants to watch? I mean, I like the story of him trying to come back and fighting and all, but, I mean, think about how much more interesting it would be if Kate were the one motivating him, you know? I would much rather see her... I mean, she's not PT, but I mean, I would much rather see her working with him or helping him do his exercises or something. That'd be way hotter than this, you know, boring chick that's come in, you know. So, you know, I don't know. I just think it's a very misguided story. I mean, again, I'm okay with having short-term angst for a couple, but this
mm-hmm.
is like, this is just painful. You know, and I'm just
mm-hmm.
thinking they're just getting started with this story. I mean, how many months are we going to have to watch this? You know, I mean, I'm worried. I mean, because you already have Danifer that's, drives me nuts, not in a good way. And you got JJ and Teresa and this other BS. So it's just like, how many more pairings are they going to take away from us and bring in stuff that we don't enjoy? You know?
I know. Something.
Sorry, I wish I could be more complimentary right now, but I will say this. I did enjoy Marlena and Nicole this week.
Yeah.
Those were good. I like that I'm actually able to root for Marlena for a change. Because for
mm-hmm.
a long time I couldn't stand Marlena, even though she used to be like one of my favorites back in the early 80s. But, like, I haven't been able to stand Marlena for a long time. But lately, I've actually been rooting for her. And
mm-hmm.
this latest development with her and Nicole, I really enjoyed that. Those scenes were pretty
mm-hmm.
good.
Yeah, it just, yeah, that was one of the few highlights this week. This week was pretty blah. And,
yeah.
And I love Nicole, but the whole thing with Eric... He's having flashbacks. I mean, oh, my God, this Eric storyline is, boy, is it dragging. I mean, it's a tie.
The timing is horrible.
What's a tie? What's dragging more? Rape, physical therapy, Sammy's trial, or Eric's trying to remember what happened? I mean, which one's slower at this point?
Yeah.
It basically seems like every episode is filler. I mean, they had one scene where Eric talks to Daniel, and there was no reason to. I mean, Eric's just saying, flashback. Yeah, Eric actually asked Daniel for help, and he's having these flashbacks or something when he's looking at the receipts and that. And Daniel doesn't answer the question, and then all of a sudden they're talking about Dannifer. So what the hell was that all about? What was the point? So, Eric and Nicole annoyed me because Eric's crabby because of these nightmares and visions and stuff that he's having. He's not confiding in her, and she's getting mad, but she knows something's going on, and he's not confiding in her, so she gets up and leaves. But the best part of the stuff was Tuesday when Dumbass Brady shows up at the rectory and announces he's engaged to Kristen. That was pretty much the best part of the week. Nicole's in his face going, no. So, and I don't know at the church.
Yeah, before it was totally out of the question.
Yeah, no, he's just making it. Yeah, I think maybe the strategy is sort of, so what I liked about Eric is he was just blunt and sometimes he shirked a little bit when he was dealing with Brady. When it came to Kristen, but this time he's just kind of being wishy-washy, making excuses like, yeah, I don't think I should be able to get married at church. I mean, Brady's divorced. Kristen's divorced, I believe, too, unless she got her marriage to Tony annulled. I don't remember. So, you know, at least on the Brady side, he really can't get married in the church. So, I don't know. And then now Brady wants to go to counseling, which actually I think that'd be pretty funny to watch the premarital counseling with Eric. I never went through that before. I don't. Marianne comes in. I have to ask her if she did that. She's Catholic, so she would. Yeah, I wonder what they do. That really interests me.
I don't know.
So, Brady tells Kristen that he asked Eric to do the ceremony and do their counseling and all that, and she doesn't want to be anywhere near Eric, and so she goes to the rectory and tells him, we are not doing this counseling. And, you know, you're going to tell Brady we're not doing it. So I just thought that was kind of funny. It's like, why would he do her any favors? Why would Eric be the bad guy, be the fall guy for Kristen? And, you know, why would he agree to that? So we'll have to see what happens on next week. I'm assuming Monday. Whether or not he play the fall guy for her. So, yeah, we were talking about. I forgot that I was totally wrong. The best scene this week was Marlena squirting Kristen with the seltzer water.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
I wonder if anybody has that as a gift or something.
A gift. That was funny.
Oh my god!
Yeah, those were funny scenes. I actually enjoyed them. I'm not a Kristen fan, but I enjoyed Marlena's part of those scenes. I thought those were pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, it was funny. I don't remember the Demara mentioned ever having seltzer water before.
Yeah. Funny. I was like all of a sudden.
Yeah. Deidre did really great with the humor scenes in that episode, but then she goes through Kristen's cell phone, and apparently no one told Marlena that Kristen's password is EJ's birthday. She was John's birthday. And,
yeah, I was going to say, because I was thinking that. I thought I remembered a scene a long time ago about that. But darn it.
Yeah. So I'm assuming she didn't break into the phone. So that was kind of a non-starter. You had this really cool scene. I think it was Wednesday, and then it kind of got dropped. Marlena was successful. So Nicole shows up, but she just finds out that Briston got engaged. So she goes over to yell at Kristen, and then she sees Marlena kind of biting her tongue. So Nicole leaves the mansion, and Kristen, then Marlena comes out, and Nicole's like, you know, what the hell? You're not supporting this occasion, are you? And Marlena's like, no. And they decide to team up to bring Kristen down. And Nicole says this line, you have to have a bit of bone in your body somewhere. You're Sammy's mother. So,
yeah, I like that.
That was pretty clever. So that was a good episode. We must have had a good script writer that day.
It was the same one as that Jean Marie Ford or whatever, which she's not really one of my favorites.
She's the one you don't like.
Richard Colton did Fridays, and I'll have to actually go back and watch more of that. I fast forwarded through a lot of it just because the characters that were involved weren't really my favorites. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, then we had Sonny and Gabby fighting.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
Yeah, but he found a condom wrapper. And he's not too happy she broke in his cell phone with Nick. So she gets mad, storms out, and then she's having sex with Nick again, who actually got his own apartment, which is weird because he doesn't have a job.
Is that EJ's old apartment? The one that...
It didn't look like the one he had that was across the way from Sammy.
Yeah, across the way from... Yeah.
It kind of looked like that one.
The one that used to be where Lumi were on the other end and then across the hall with EJ, and then he had gone back to that one, I think.
So that was EJ's first apartment when he first got on the show.
Yeah.
That's the one you're talking
about.
Okay.
Well, but then it was also the one where he had that framed picture and he had the gloves stuck behind the framed picture, and Ian McAllister broke in and stole him and planted him or something like that. I think that was the same apartment. I'm not sure, but it looked like that apartment that Nick was in now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't really recognize it, but yeah, that's probably what it was. But that's going back a few years. But so he got an apartment, which is amazing considering he was given 24 hours notice to move out of Victor's place. And he got his own apartment, got it decorated. Actually has pictures up on the wall and new furniture. So if I ever move, I am so calling Nick, because he'd have my place all set up for me within a day. So the whole thing was kind of odd because Gabby seemed to have remorse after having sex with Nick the first time. But then she maybe it was kind of like revenge sex, but she's so mad at Sonny that she went and had sex
like
with Nick again.
Now.
Yeah. And then Nick started something. They dropped the storyline. They dropped it this week. He started impersonating Gabby online.
I missed some episodes.
Yeah, that was the very end of Tuesdays. He started typing as.
I was trying to figure out what he was doing on that.
Yeah. That was kind of weird. After Gabby had her nooner, she goes back to the apartment and sees Will's happy and he's fine. So she kind of taunts Sonny, like, oh, you didn't tell him, did you, huh?
Yeah, she's manipulating Sonny now.
So basically she was saying that if Sonny keeps interfering with her love life, that she's going to break up Sonny and Will. That she thinks Will would choose her over Sonny when it came down to it if she moved out. So we finally got to see a little bit of the devious side of Gabby that we haven't seen in about 9 months or so.
Cool, and I was surprised they brought up the Melanie thing again.
And I don't even remember Sonny being that close to Melanie. She really, give a, flying crap out. Crap about her.
It was like you said, a felony that she did all that. But then again, his friend has committed a few felonies himself, so
Yeah. Funny's one of the few characters on the show.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, and Sonny's pretty squeaky clean, but I saw someone made the point where he's with Will, and he knows Will shot EJ in the head and lied about it. So, But so that was kind of it for that storyline. That pretty much dropped. And then we had the Chad and Abby date. Oh, here's Marianne. Let me bring her on to start back to Chad and Abby.
Okay.
Hey, Marianne.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
There
hi.
She is.
Hey, I made it.
Hey.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. We had a question for you.
For me?
Yes. A personal question. We were discussing.
Oh.
Part of Brady and Kristen wanting to do premarital counseling with Eric. Yeah, did you do that?
Right.
Yeah. So
did I do that?
Yeah,
premarital
counseling,
like to get married in a Catholic church? No, well,
yeah.
We really didn't. Back then, we were both Catholic, my husband and I, and we talked to the priest, and really back then they didn't do that as much as they do it now. I think they do it now more so.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it also depends upon your priest, and he says, you both were raised Catholics, you both know the rules of the church, and, you know, he was an older priest, but he was kind of a more, maybe kind of say, liberal priest, you know, Catholic Church is against birth control and things like that. And he didn't even, and a lot of times that's what they did, counsel you over that, but he said, you know, when he brought that up, he says, well, that's between you and your, you know, feel that that was between us. You know, but back then, I think there's more of it now, but no, we really didn't have to take classes. We just talked to the priest, and he just kind of told us things. Yeah, but we did have a meeting with the priest. We did have that.
So basically, he had no idea of your huchiness at the time. Otherwise, he probably would have had that.
Not really, no. And it just got worse as I got older.
He's probably looking back from beyond the grave now, thinking if I had.
I was a young, innocent girl back then.
Girl, I've cheated you.
All those years ago. I got corrupted when I, you know, met all the hoochies and everything.
Oh, wait, we were talking about how you were the mama of all hoochies before you got here.
Oh, really? What brought that up?
Yeah, we were pimping your Twitter account and something about you were the mama of all hoochies, and so yeah, all of a sudden she's trying to blame all the other hoochies. Did you notice that, Carrie?
I know when I get new followers, you know, have somebody new following, they want to like even Ian or some of the other ones, I think with Valerie Widman or some of these other soap stars, and they probably see this mama who they are, what? Where the heck did she get that name? You know? They're probably always wondering, you know. Yeah. Yes, I know.
And our dear friend Bob Hapka, who thought we were actually related because we had the same last name, Hooch.
Well, yeah, and I'm sure he's like, oh, God, what are these names? And that's to tell the whole story. And it's all Teo's fault, you know, it all goes back to
right.
Yeah.
Hi,
Andy
Bob and Amy.
But
we didn't talk about Ijami.
Yep.
Oh. Okay. I got to, you know, bear with me. You can fill in with me, so my mind, after coming home from work and dealing with people. Yeah. let's see. Well, we have 2 weeks of that. Oh, there's a lot of goody jammy stuff, I'm thinking. Yeah. Let's see. Well, Sammy was in jail. And, of course, EJ wants to help get her out, so he went to this nerdy guy, I don't know, to put funds in Timmy's account. So that's what they decided to do. And I don't know, EJ's just not thinking. I don't know. He's not on his game right now, is he? Right. They're, even Stefano, the scenes with Stefano were pretty good where, you know, he's telling them, you know, I don't know. EJ's kind of like off his game. I don't know. I guess love will do that, you know. I don't know. But
I guess.
But he had this guy plant the evidence, and he kept saying, can it be, you know, if the FBI comes in and it's is it airtight? Is it going to come back? Is they going to figure this out? And the guy,
yeah, why was he asking that after the fact? Why wouldn't he have asked that at the beginning?
Right, that's what I mean. Doesn't he? He's not like being careful like he should be. I mean, like he's not being a DeMiro, you know. And the guy is telling him the only thing that he thinks that they could figure out is if that they could prove that it was put in after. You know, all this came to light after he was killed and that, which would make it look like a setup. So, but it's all said and done, and EJ's, you know, he did that. And so Sammy, so he did this without even talking to Sammy about it. You know, so now and if it does, it could end up hurting her. But anyway, in the meantime, Sammy is thinking about cutting this deal with the DA. First, she wanted to give her 10, was it 10 years? If she would, you know, give her Stefano. And Sammy kind of got her down, I think, to 5 years or whatever. And she said, well, I'll give you Stefano. She says, well, I don't have anything on Stefano. She said, and I'm going to, I could give you EJ first. You know, if you, you know, give you EJ. And, which I could, so this was Sammy. I can see Sammy thinking, even though she says she loves EJ and she would turn on him, you think, oh, don't, you know, would she turn on him? But it's that part of Sammy that she's still thinking only about herself. And, she, but in her mind, she was trying to justify it by saying that EJ could get out of it. She was willing to do that to him, thinking, oh, he could get out of it. He could cut a deal and they could both be out. So she kind of batted that back and forth. And then so then EJ, which I like what she did, she finally, she didn't take it, but she was telling EJ about it, that she was considering it. I didn't think she was going to say anything to him as the weeks or days went on. But they had a good conversation in the jail there, back and forth, the arguing and the, he said, I think he said one time, when did you start, when did you lose faith in me? Meaning, you know, just stand by me, I'll get you out of here. And then something clicks and she said, you did something, didn't you know? And then Sammy also came up with the idea, oh, why don't we plant, she came up with the same idea that EJ did. Why don't we plant the money? And then EJ explained to her the you know, because he knew the bad downside of that. So he explained that to her, and she says, well, good, I'm glad we didn't do that then, and I'm glad we talked about it. Well, little does she know that EJ did do this, which I'm thinking is going to come back to bite them. And then, I'm thinking what else? Oh, and then they, just this past Friday, it's real cute, a real nice, was, EJ had sent letters to, a letter to her with was pictures from the kids. Oh, and then he brought Johnny and Sydney and the kids to, and Will and the baby to see Sammy. And that was cute. Johnny was real cute in that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wasn't he cute? Yeah. Oh, with EJ, too. And he says, Daddy can do it. Daddy will get you out. Daddy can do anything.
Yeah.
And he hugged and EJ, and then EJ looked at Sammy. Yeah. And there was, what else did he say?
Johnny he wanted the baby to call him Uncle Johnny.
Uncle Johnny. That was cute, yeah. He says, well, then he can call me Uncle Johnny. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Sammy said, sort of counting her blessings, and she's counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Johnny goes, to infinity and beyond. It was so cute.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he was cute. And I see the little Sydney girl, the new little Sydney girl's talking a little bit. They got a new girl, play Sydney. And she's kind of, she talks more than the other one did. She's a little bit more animated, I guess. And then in another scene, and I think it was on Friday, he brought a letter, and it showed him writing a letter, and she was reading it, and it was like she was reading, and it was him talking that when he can't sleep, he couldn't sleep at night, so he came down and wrote her this letter, which was real, you know, kind of like a love letter, saying all the things that they've been through, and you know, that we're going to get through this, and so that was real good, and they, you know, so that was kind of where they are now. Sammy didn't decide not to take the deal. You know, she didn't throw EJ under the bus. And then Justin, so EJ's worried. He asked that guy, how long would it take if they would find something out? And the guy said, what, a week, 2 weeks at the most. So they were going to have a continuance. Well, EJ didn't want a continuance. He wants to go on with the trial because he figures if they get to the trial, that once the jury hears this, they're going to get Sammy off. If he waits and gets the continuance, that they might find out what he did, what they did. So he convinces Sammy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, against Justin. And Justin, more or less, is trying to tell Sammy, you know, and then Sammy finally, I think, figured it out now that she knows that EJ planted the money in Timmy's thing. And what was ironic is that Adrian, I don't know if you guys discussed that, that Adrian is the one, of course, she's the one that got Sammy in jail, and she was the one, Bernardi's wife dropped past the savings thing, and she happened to pick it up, and she saw all the money in that, and then she went to Abe to let Abe know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Didn't think anything else. Yeah. There's a lot of good scenes between EJ and Sammy, that power struggle.
Mm-hmm.
No, those were real good scenes between them.
I can't see anything else.
Anything else?
I missed the part. Did you guys see the part with Adrian and Timmy in the deposit slips that she happened to go look at?
It was good. So, perfect timing.
So how did she able to see that he had $100,000 in his account?
Balance.
He must have looked at the balance.
Out of his backpack, I guess, and she was helping him pick it up. And she picked up the deposit slip and saw, you know how the deposit slip will show, like, what your balance, your current balance is? So they deposited $12.
Maybe it showed the actual deposit, too. I don't know. Maybe there was one big deposit.
I think it showed the balance of $107,000.
So how did Marge not notice that?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Did she not notice it?
I mean, notice if my balance is $100,000. I would notice.
Yeah, I would notice. I would notice that too. Yeah. Yeah, and anymore, sometimes I know, like even where at credit unions and banks, a lot of times they don't even give you the balance unless it's, you know. Sometimes they'll give you the deposit, your deposit, and not your balance.
Yeah, when I worked at a bank, when you got your receipt, you deposited something, it did not show the balance. If you wanted your balance, you had to request it, and then I'd write it down on the receipt. But when I take money out of the ATM, I do get a balance on that. That's a withdrawal.
I get a balance on my deposit slips when I get back.
But still, how did Marge not notice? Because before it had like $12 in the account. And, you know, now it's up to $100,000. And the thing is, too, the bank would have noticed a $100,000 deposit, and that would have been reported to the authorities. So I think it's over $50,000.
Yeah,
if these are looking for money laundering and drug dealing. Yeah, I think Timmy's $100,000.
That was the suspicious activity. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, that would have been tipped off. Yeah. So, that's the thing. That's it. Marianne, you know, they need to hire us at Dave's when it comes to banking.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so the news of the day is, the tip of the day is, do not deposit I think, is it 10,000 or 50,000 that they're getting flagged?
I know if it's cash, it's a currency transaction. You deposit more than $10,000 in a day.
Yeah.
At one time, a cash transaction.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
reported, but yeah. Or any kind of suspicious. If it's somebody that doesn't usually do that kind of deposit or, yeah, anything that, and 50,000, something like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Yep, so just make sure you deposit
$9,999. And $99, yes. Or they'll do a report on you.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. So what else is there? Oh, the moment we've been waiting for. Daniel asked Maxine to be his date for
oh,
the...
Yeah.
Whatever
yeah.
that banquet is going to start at. It's like, about time. Why wouldn't he go for Maxine? They have great chemistry. She's low maintenance for
the
love her.
Him.
Yeah,
always
that would
supportive
make sense.
Of him.
Yeah.
Maxine gets along with everybody. She's had, you know,
yeah.
she's had a
know.
Lot of different scenes now with
Mary,
different people.
Yeah, Marianne, I was saying earlier, I just tweeted tonight about how much I love the scenes between Maxine and Kate. And they,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like when you think about it, everybody's mean to Kate, but Maxine's like one of the only people in Salem that's actually,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they seem to treat each other with mutual respect, and they almost kind of seem like friends, you know, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know,
Maxine
is always reinforcing
mm-hmm.
of Kate. Other people drag her down, but
mm-hmm.
Maxine's always, she has seen how much she loves Rafe. And she's seen how she's been by his side this whole time. And so it's like she, you know, it's kind of the way, you know, it's kind of a way to show, you see Kate's heart through the way Maxine treats her. Because it's kind of like she sees the good in Kate. But I like it because Kate doesn't treat her like crap either. I mean, she treats her not, you know, she treats her respectfully. I mean, they just have a mutual respect for each other and a friendship, and I really like that. I like that Maxine's being incorporated into more scenes too.
Yeah, and Maxine said to her, "said Oh, honey, don't be so hard on yourself." And she said that to
yeah.
Kate, and then Kate came back.
I know.
She turned around and said, "Thank you," and she kind of like came back to tell Maxine, "Thank you." You know,
yeah.
so that was yeah. Did you do your Kate with
yeah,
Kate this
yeah.
week
mm-hmm.
with Stefano and Rafe and you know,
yeah.
What do you think
I
about
know,
her?
This whole Jordan?
I don't know about this
so
new
awful.
Physical therapist.
Oh,
this is
awful.
She's supposed to be going
to
start this
to beat
blah thing and then come out with this beautiful girl
well,
like they
sure
did on General Hospital.
I'm sure she's going to be the ugly Betty turns mm-hmm. into the beautiful Swan.
Right.
But it's just there's no spark, and nor do I want there to be because I want Rafe to be the end game. But it's like, do we really have to endure 3 or 4 months of this, like, physical therapy
mm-hmm.
stuff of them having no chemistry? Because let's face it, before Kate came along, Rafe was pretty boring. And Kate spiced him
exactly.
up, and I think, you know, Galen stepped up to the challenge, and he and Lauren really worked well together. They really had a nice stuff going there, and I liked the way Rafe always treated her, again, with respect. You know, he treated her well, you know, for the most part. And I liked the way, you know, Galen played it. So now we've got this, you know, physical therapist, and I'm sure they're trying to downplay it at first and everything, but it's like, really, I mean... I don't want it to work, first of all, but second of all, it's, like, going to be painful to watch, and it's just like, ugh. I'm going to have to fast forward through a lot of that.
Not as bad as Jennifer and Daniel. Do you guys talk
gosh.
About them?
They have them on
and,
all day
and,
long, every day.
JJ finally getting caught.
They're on every
day. The light went on
day.
In Jennifer's head.
Finally.
Finally. Yeah. Let's hope.
I thought it was funny that she figured out the donut connection. That was hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, is she going to figure that out? And she did, and it didn't take her too long.
Uh-huh.
You know, she put all that together with the, you know,
yeah.
she brought everything back that JJ had done
mm-hmm.
and realized that, you know, he had been playing her the whole time. And he's still trying to. What?
Oh, yeah,
he's
here he was trying to play the, I was upset because I found out my mom was still seeing Daniel card. I'm like, really?
Yeah, that is like the worst.
Oh,
really? Grow up.
Oh,
how old is
gosh.
He? Almost 18? Yes.
Oh, he's just.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. They don't give these new characters any redeeming qualities. I mean, who even remotely wants to root for this kid? You know, I find it easier to root for Rory than I do JJ.
Oh, I like
oh
Rory.
Yeah.
Rory,
even though
funny.
He's a screw up,
Rory's really kind of funny, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I find myself rooting for him much more than JJ.
How do you like Rory's mother?
I don't know what the deal is with Teresa's phony voice, but it is so annoying to me. That sort of singing.
Oh, yeah.
Speech, like,
that's her voice, though.
Oh, well, see, I didn't know that.
That's her
voice.
That's her voice.
I'm sorry. She needs
yeah.
to work on that.
If you watch the movie, the book of If, yeah, that's
what
her
she
voice.
Sounds like in the movie? Oh,
it's kind of her voice, yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Kind of her voice.
I wasn't sure she was putting it on for the character or what, but.
But again, yeah.
It's not a pleasant.
But you know how different
voice.
Characters can change their voices, though?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
all that. Look at Kate.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Carlo and Kate are totally different. Or,
oh, I know.
Yeah. Or,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, Teresa. How did you like Rory's mother?
Yeah,
Jennifer?
Was
this her first time? This is your first time.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Well,
this is your first time in jail, you know, that your son's been brought to jail, that you've had to come down to the jail. This
it
is about her
last.
15th or 16th time. It won't be your last.
Yeah. Yeah, so... Did they recognize the actress? She looks familiar to me.
She did kind of look familiar.
She did. She kind
yeah.
of looks like a Sally Struthers type. That's
mm-hmm.
kind of who she reminded me at first with the hair. But that wasn't her, but she kind of reminded me. I don't know who she was.
I don't know. Yeah, that whole... I mean, I was actually kind of cheering a bit during the whole JJ getting busted stuff because Jen... finally connected all the dots. When I'm talking to Jen about it in the chat room. Figured out about the donuts. So, you know, because Dr. Kayla ate those donuts and didn't realize she was high. Dr. Kayla.
Dr. Kayla, yeah. They all thought it was
so,
the wine. I mean, yeah,
oh,
wine,
yeah.
but not that bad. You know, wine can get you drunk, but not like they were. I don't know.
But still, though, I think you think Kayla would know the difference. But
right.
Yeah, so that got brought up. So Jen's hoping that Julie finds out what JJ did with the donuts. Yeah, so they brought up everything that he stole Cameron's prescription pad. He
right.
Messed up Daniel's tires. He trashed Parker's train. You know, and he really didn't deny any of that. But, I mean, he kept trying to say, oh, well, I owed this kid some money, so that's why I sold the drugs. And, well, you know, my dad died, and you were dating him, and you were dating Daniel, and, you know. And so, I mean, Hope didn't buy any of the crap he was, you know, throwing out there, and neither did Jen. And it was just about time, and she just said, you know, I know who you are now, and you're a liar, and you're a criminal, and she really lit into him pretty good. But he made her look
oh,
like
yeah.
an idiot.
She got tough. Yeah.
So,
now we just have to convince Brady. Brady needs to call Turtle. I love how everybody calls him an idiot. They just keep going over, and you know, Nicole and Eric still don't get it. Although Eric's kind of like thinking that Kristen is, you know, this perfect,
well,
you know, it's changing,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, subconsciously or unconsciously, whatever, Eric is repelled by Kristen, but he kind of doesn't know why. And says what she
yeah.
gets on, but he doesn't realize
his dream.
Yet.
He has this dream. He knows there's a woman
yeah.
involved, and I keep thinking, is he going to think it's Nicole? Is he going to think because he knew Nicole was at the hotel that Nicole was the one?
That's what
instead
I'm
of, like, if he can't see the face and he knows it's a woman, it's a blonde woman, is he going to maybe accuse Nicole of doing something? I don't know. or you know, I don't know. I guess that little tape or the disc or the flash drive that she has, the tape of her is gonna. Marlene is gonna find it. Did I see a clip that looks like she might find it?
I thought so.
I don't know if you guys, you know, I know that there was a. I saw the clip that you had up.
Well,
it looked like she
Marlene
was in her purse or something.
Yeah, Marlene.
Did Stefano about it?
Yeah, if Marlena finds that clip, they're going to have someone there, you know, performing CPR on her. Because she is going to kill her with a heart attack.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Marlena, Victor, and now Nicole. Now Nicole's
Yay.
Trying to get in on with Marlena. Oh, could you see them three working together? I love it. We're giving Marlena something to do now. Like, you know, it's getting a little...
Uh-huh.
I like this. I like this Marlena, you know. And Nicole. Nicole's doing, I really like her, too. And it's because she keeps trying to convince Brady, you know, of what's going on, and he just won't believe her.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. That's actually something I'm looking forward to. But, you know, some of the other storylines, I know that the trial is going to be dominating this coming week, but I just couldn't care less. So you don't want to see anybody's going to get off. So, you know, there's already been pictures tweeted of Allison dressed for the holidays and the holiday episodes. You don't know she's going to get off. So, you know, that's the point. I guess really what it comes down to is how she's going to get acquitted. You know what I mean? Especially if EJ's money thing gets outed, then, you know, something's going to have to turn it.
I don't know.
I think maybe, you know, maybe Stefano, I think Stefano's to blackmail EJ, saying, you know, I'll give you something to free Sammy, but you have to give me your, you know, give me my house back and the company back and everything else. So that's the only thing I could think of. I think the only person you can clear Sammy is Stefano.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that planning the money is going to come back to bite him or not and get her in more trouble. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's worrying about. That's why he wants to have the trial, because he thinks once that evidence comes up, you know, the jury's going to acquit her. That might be what she gets out on. I don't know. But then if it comes to a light again, I don't know if they can retry her. I don't know. Like if she gets acquitted and then it comes out that money, somebody finds out that money was planted afterwards,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can refile the charges. I don't think so. I think that's why they were saying that they wanted to have the trial.
Mm-hmm.
But Salem law and real law is different, you know. So.
Well, if they find out the money was put in there, they could probably, well, they could definitely go after EJ. For that, then maybe they can go after Sammy for that too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like try her on something else. You know, get her on a different charge. So, well, yeah, they probably could get a retrial. I don't know. I guess we'll have to see. So,
let's talk about Nick and Gabby.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think about that whole thing?
Nick and Gabby. I don't know. I kind of like Nick and Gabby, but she's kind of, you know, I think she's smart to stay away from him because I still think he's, I don't know, I still think he can be trouble, although he says he's trying to, because I know Will doesn't trust him. And he still doesn't trust him. Same with Will. But I don't know. Maybe they're going to go off together. I don't know. I know Gabby's leaving, but is Nick staying? Is Blake, is he staying? He's not leaving, right?
He hasn't really said.
I thought maybe they go off together. Yeah. I thought, well, maybe that's how they, you know, maybe Nick and Gabby are going to get back together and they're going to leave. Or maybe Will and Gabby will leave together. I don't know.
I don't know.
But it's the same, like, Will's leaving early, right?
Did you catch that scene? Nick and Will were talking at the pub, and Nick's kind of trying to make amends with Will, and Will wants nothing to do with it. And then Caroline comes in, and Caroline starts ripping on Nick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought Caroline would be more understanding.
Didn't it seem kind of catty to you? I mean, I could see her being upset because, you know, she's paying this guy and he's blackmailing her great-grandson. I'm not going to understand that. But it just seems so immature the way she did it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like Carolyn. Yeah.
No, it just rubbed me the wrong way. And it just looked like she was stepping in to fight her great-grandson's battles for him. You know what I mean? Like, you know, they Google will. Let me show you how it's done. It just seems bizarre. It just struck me the wrong way. But, you know, I mean, Caroline's done crap, too. I mean, everybody knows that she slept with Victor and passed off Bo. Yes, and she passed off Bo as Victor's child as Bashan's child for like 30-some years. And then recently she switched the paternity test.
Oh, yeah, that was really strange.
Yeah, that was strange. And then turns out they weren't quit.
And they weren't quit. Or it was
Stephanie,
right? Or, yeah. Yeah.
So,
Do you see they're casting? They're going to cast a new Will, right? Because he's leaving, or like, he wasn't supposed to leave for December, right? But they're letting him go earlier, which I think that was a raw deal, don't you think? I've heard that. I don't like that. That wasn't right, I don't think.
No. They said, go ahead. Go ahead.
I didn't hear. Did you hear what happened?
Yeah, they found somebody else, and they told Chandler Massey, you're done, goodbye. And that was it.
Yeah. Oh, thanks a lot. I won you 2 Emmys. Goodbye. Oh, they just, what a business, I'll tell you. But I guess they figured, well, he's leaving anyway. That's how they look at it. I guess it is a business. I don't know. I think he's going to be hard. His shoes are going to be hard to fill. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, they have somebody awesome. They replace him with someone no one cares for. It's going to be a huge flop if it's someone just kind of average.
Well, I remember when that Dylan kid, who's now been, arrested for drugs and all that stuff, when he left, or when they brought the new, Will in, I remember thinking, oh, I felt so sorry for the other kid. But, boy, the minute Chandler showed up, he owned that role. I mean, he just owned it.
Yeah.
And so,
there's some characters you just can't see, some actors you can't see just being replaced, that they made the role and it's going to be hard to accept somebody else. And even though it was a very short role, not that long. He wasn't Will that long, but still. I mean, he.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's one of them would be hard to replace. Be interesting to see how the connection is, the chemistry is with Freddie Smith. That's the thing. Those two were just really, really good as a couple.
I know.
Yep. Speaking of couples, Chad and Abby actually have a date.
Oh, I know. They're so cute. It sucks that they're
outside,
now they're cute,
or they're,
but he's dying, It's like,
Yes. Well, allegedly. I don't know. It just seems so.
So he's dying for sure. They're not replacing Chad, right? I mean, the character is going to be. That's what how they're going with it for sure.
I don't know. I think it's just weird.
Who's been another Demira? They just keep dropping off.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially as
Kristen will be leaving.
Yeah, say they kill her off in November, that's pretty much the cause of death for every marriage. Say they kill off Kristen in November, and then Casey stopped filming before Eileen did. So I saw Casey's last day is October 30th. So say you have Chad die October 30th, and say there is a murder mystery for Kristen in November, Stephanie will lose two kids within a month. Considering all the kids he's lost already.
Yeah, they're all dead almost.
They're all dead.
Yeah.
I mean, all that's still alive is
EJ. Yeah, except EJ. But we don't know where Peter's at, I guess, if you want to include him, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they sure as hell aren't bringing him back. Yeah.
No.
All of his kids are dead. And he had a lot of kids. A lot. It's not like he had two and one of them was dead. He had a lot. So, but, I don't know. Why does it seem like it's okay to cut off Damiris, but somebody else leaves the show and, you know, they just leave town?
I just don't understand why.
Yeah.
They always have to go. Yeah.
You know, Melanie's leaving town. She's not going to get killed off. Chloe leaves town. Chloe leaves town like every year, though. They never kill her off.
Cool.
I just don't understand why they always felt the need to call for Damira. But I could understand with Kristen, but I could see that people would want her killed if that's the way they're going. And they seem like that's what they're doing. They're building up a suspect list. But,
there's so many. Did you notice they're threatening Stefano too? Kate and Ray, Kate and Ray? Seems like maybe a few other people also, you know, threatened him. So it's like.
Okay, so you girls have anything else? I think we kind of got everything.
Yeah, I can't really think of anything else.
Yeah, everything on my list.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you want to talk about, Marianne?
What did you think about the
Kristen Marlena stuff with the seltzer water and the cell phone? And
oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah, the Marlena was trying to get her phone, and she picked it up, and then, yeah, that was good.
Yep.
Yeah,
okay,
I like those scenes with Nicole, you know, Nicole trying to, you know, work with, I think she even called Marlena, you know, she wanted to work together, so.
But that's the thing, if Marlena would have just asked Nicole, if Kristen's confiding in someone, who would she confide into? You know, Nicole would tell her flat out it'd be Jennifer. So.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, didn't Victor and Marlena feel that it was Jennifer? Weren't they trying to figure out who she was talking to? Because they know, Marlena knows that she slept with someone. She just doesn't know.
Right.
You know, she cheated on Brady or whatever.
But she really didn't cheat on Brady. They were on a break.
She really didn't cheat. That's true, because they were broke, you know. So really she didn't, I guess.
Yeah, she just didn't tell Brady that she slept with someone else.
Else.
So,
right.
So, if that's like the last straw with Brady, that's pretty lame.
Yeah,
I
really. Didn't Brady sleep with Nicole when they broke?
Yes.
Wasn't he with Nicole?
But he was honest about it. So it was okay. That's like, okay. So you went back with Kristen.
Well, I'll go out and cheat in this. I'll be just honest about it.
Yeah. I mean, Kristen plays him for months. She tries to sleep with his dad. You know, she did all these awful things to Marlena in the past. He forgave all those things, but she had sex with another guy while they were broken up. That's what's going to break it up for them? I don't know. That's pretty lame. But it's Brady, though, so who knows?
But Eric plays it well, Martha.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah.
You know, God
bless
Eric.
We can forgive
Eric
him
Markoff.
Because he looks so good. You know, he looks so good, so you just have to forgive him.
I think Martoff is a great actor, and he has such a great sense of humor about Brady. Like, it doesn't bother him that Brady's so dumb. You know, like some actors.
Yeah, you think he gets tired of that. Yeah, like, why do I have to play this guy?
Yeah. Like, other actors kind of take it personally when their character does something dumb. dumb. I think it reflects on them, and it doesn't. It's the characters doing. But he just seems to, you know, kind of likes it that Brady's so stupid. So
I bet fans come up to him and say, you know, give him a, oh, how can you stand, you know, come on,
mm-hmm.
Brady, get a, you know, Brady needs to get a clue, I'm sure. Because I think if I'd ever meet him, that's going to have to talk about it, the character and what he thinks about, you know, how he plays it.
Mm-hmm.
We have to try to get him for an interview. How can we get this guy? We've been trying.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get him, try to get him for an interview. So I guess they're doing book tours soon.
Yeah, that's the end of the month.
A lot of different
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
Different ones going to different cities, I guess. Kind of
yeah,
splitting
if you
them
go
up.
To the... If you go to the Better Living website and you go on the
mm-hmm.
tour and you get to the map and you hover your mouse over the cities, they'll tell you who's going to be there.
Oh, who's going to what cities? Okay.
Yeah. You have to go to the map and hover your mouse over the city. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, so go check that out.
Okay.
Okay, I guess time to wrap
okay.
up.
Okay.
So yeah, thanks, Marianne and Anna.
All right.
Yeah, hopefully next week. Hopefully next week's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.